News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, if you are in South Dublin, I'm sure like anywhere else in the country, you've got election posters up on the electricity poles. You might see Francis Fitzgerald or Ciarán Cuff, for example, running for Europe. You might also see posters with a photo of a bright-faced young man, Darren Cohen, vote number one. I won't stop until I get tired. Darren joins me on the line. Darren, what electoral office are you looking for at the moment?
Good morning. It came as a surprise to me that I was quote-unquote running in an election. So it was a bit of a shock to the system when I found out about it.
So you're not actually running, is that it?
No, I'm not, no. Because I'm unfortunately the victim of a very well-thought-out prank.
And who's behind this prank?
So it's a couple of my friends, actually, my friends from college that I'm friendly with up in Dublin. So they pooled their resources, both financial and creativity-wise, and came up with this fairly convincing-looking election poster. So I know who's responsible, but I'm kind of figuring out how I should let them know for my revenge.
There's about 20 posters altogether, apparently, Ranelagh and Stillorgan. So what do they want for you if it's not high office? I see it's independent and single seems to be your party. What's that about?
Well, I am currently single, and I suppose they're probably looking out for me and maybe trying to get me a couple of dates. Maybe so I'll stop annoying them about going into town for some
week. Just Darren, things must be desperate if you're postering for dates, are they?
Well, I didn't think they were that bad, but clearly if my friends are putting this stuff together, it must be bad times.
Oh, I tell you what, friends like that, Darren, who needs enemies?
Exactly. I'll have to start thinking about my revenge now pretty soon.
Any calls so far? Any dates?
I've been getting a few messages here and there. So hopefully
that might have worked. You could be thanking them as opposed to getting revenge.
That's it. I could be winning out of the whole situation. You never know. But no, it was very good. Now it was very good on their part, and completely caught me by surprise. But hopefully, I'll win out at the end of the day and have a few nice dates out of it.
All right, good man, Darren. Darren Cohen, there, as you can see, his posters are all around South County Dublin. If you want to get in touch, vote for Darren, number one, Shane.
Brilliant story.
As the poster says, he won't stop until he gets tired.
Yeah, I'm mad curious. We'll have to get him back on to know what his revenge plan is. It's brilliant. Sounds like that. You know, Cheers. That brilliant episode of Cheers where the two pubs have the rival pranks and it just gets way out of hand.